Either the Oren was in Tzion at that time. So Chorot Mashma, there are two different Orens. One was in Sukkot and one was in Tzion. If the Gemara, my Abdon Le Rabbonin, what are the Rabbonin? They say, no, there was only one Oren at that time. What do they do with this Pasuk? If the Gemara, Tzach, Shukikurai, Shadayin, Lo Nivna, Beis Abchira. That's what it says, the Oren was in Sukkot, doesn't mean it was a Shem Mokim in the place called Sukkot. Just means the Oren, wherever it was, like the only in a Tzach, like in a Sukkot. Because Kol Zman didn't have the Beis Abchira, the Beis Amigdash, so it was always called in a Tzach. But not that there was a Shem of the place, so really there's only one Oren, and the Oren was in Tzion. Just the reason why it's called the sukkah is because it was in a mock, it looked like a sukkah. Kozman didn't have the Beis Hamikdash. More, Mishen Nignas Oren, before we had the Oren was Nignas, after the Bais Rishon it was hidden, Yishayo, I hid it, is Nignas Imoit Sansenes Hamon, it was also hidden at that time, the Sansenes Hamon, that it was an Indian to put it away, the Durist. He said, the Chsib Barna, Sheivolach HaShomo, Chsib HaSansenes Hamon, V'sein Shoma Malay HaOymer, the Aleph Shoma Shoma Gzereshova. Just like the Oren was hidden, who had in this Asena Shomon, this jar full of mon that Moshe Rabbeinu put away, that was also hidden. Utsluchas Shemen Hamishcha. Who had in they also hid one sluchas, one jar full of the Shemen Hamishcha, the special Shemen that Moshe Rabbeinu had that he anointed the Big Day Kuna, the Kohen Gadol, we'll soon see all the Mishcha, the Kelim of the Mishcha also. Akoloi Shel Aaron, Aaron's Makil was also hidden. Or prochov shkedev, that the blossom and shkedev came out on it, all that was hidden. The argoy sheshivoy plishtim oshem alakei Yisrael, and when the plishtim sent back the oren, they wanted a kapora. They felt they did something bad. They stole it from the klai Yisrael. When they sent it back, that oren was also hidden. So the more mi gonzu, who hid all these things? Yishayo gonzu. Yishayo melech, he was the one that hid them all. And the psukim to mashm all these things while the dervis for always, therefore they were hidden. Yeah. So the Marakiva and Shiro, since Yishayo saw Shekosta says in the Pasuk in Devarim that Yerlech Hashem Oischom V'yes Malkechom Asher Tokim Olechom El Goya Shelo Yodata Atav Avisecho, is he saw that what is come out of time they'll be in Golis. Klais will have to go into Golis. Is and like Korne says V'doyek Shem Yigla, he was afraid maybe they'll go into Golis, and he was afraid they're going to take along the Yoronosim to Golis. Is Omad Vigonzo. Therefore, today it shouldn't go into Golis. The Oren, he hid it. He's after the Bais Rishon, he hid the Oren. Here it says, in the posting of Divrei Hayomim, Vayomel Aleviim Hamevinim, Olechol Yisrael Hakadoshim Lashem, Tenu Es Aron Hakodesh, Ba Bais, Asher Bona Shloimo Ben David HaMelech Yisrael. It says, Ein Lochem Maso Bakosif. You won't have to carry, you won't be able to carry it. Is Omalehem Yishayo said, Im goylehu imochil abovim, if this Oren will be taken into Bovim, will be taken into Golis, ein atem achziru noisei, you won't be able to bring it back. That's what's Masha from this postage. Therefore, he didn't want the Oren to go into Golis. Therefore, he hid the Oren before it went into Golis. Ein atem achziru noisei oidlem koimoi, you won't be able to bring it back to your mokum. So Korbneda says, Tupshotim, says one, he says, Shein mitzvahs bakosef, yisor nuheges balavim oz. Is at that time in Golis, you won't have the mitzvah Levium to be able to carry it. So they won't be able to carry the Oren back. The Yod, another pshat he says is, Shemi Yischalol, Kedushas Oren v'yiridosel abovel. If they would have taken the Oren into Bovel, the Kedusha would go off and you couldn't use it again. So today it shouldn't be Nischalol, Yishayo hid the Oren. Elo, what does the Pasuk say? Ivdu ato ivdu as Hashem alokeichem, V'eis Amo Yisrael. It's right now, Kol Zaman, you have the Bayis Rishon, you have the Oren, use it right now. But afterwards, Yishayo hid it, they didn't have the Oren and the Bayis Sheni. But Pitum Shemen HaMishcha. This goes back to before, also said another thing that Yishayo hid, he also hid the Shem Asluchis Shemen HaMishcha. He hid the Shemen Shamishcha. Now what was the meaning of the Shemen HaMishcha? The Pasuk says, V'yata K'chu L'cho, Kach L'cho, Yevikido Chomesh Meyos Shein Elef V'Chomesh Meyos Monim. Altogether it was 1500 Monim. Even though the Pasuk is Mashmit says one was 500, the other one was 500, then it says two were 250. It says, Chidishid, the Kidmoin Besem, the Kidmoin Besem, Kol Echo Lahoyam El Reish Nun. Each one only had 250 Monim. In other words, that's how you get only 1500. It says, the first Pasuk, it says 500. What's that? Yeah, the Pasuk says, V'yata kach l'cho b'sam roish mo d'ror chamesh mayus. 500 of Madror. The Kidmoin Besser Machatzisa, half of it is Chamishim Mesoyim, 250. Kinei Voisem is also Chamishim Mesoyim, 250. Then the Kido Chamish Meyas Peshekla Kodesh. The Kido is also 500. So you have 500 of Kido, you have 500 of Madror, and then you have two of 250s. Now the Pasuk says Machatzisa, you have. So some of first one, half means 250 was only half of what you had to bring. But you had to bring 500 of each, or both of them. Then there would have been 2,000. So the Chiddush is no. All you have is just 250 of the Kinmon Vesim and 250 of the Kinei Voisim. That's all you have. And the Machatzisa just means you bring it and divide it into half. But altogether it was only 1,500. Hey, Shein Elef V'chomish Me'asimonim. Only 1,500. Shemen Zayis. How did they make a Shemen Amishcha? It was made from Shemen Zayis Hin. How much is a hin? Shnei Mosalug. All there was just 12 lugim. That's made up the hin. Sheboi Shokin Esikrin. Divir Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir held in these 12 lugim of shemen, they used to soak the ikrim, the roots of the b'samim. Or these different type of b'samim, smelling things, to make the shemen amishcha, they used to soak the roots in the shemen itself. Rabbi Yehud, even though there were a lot of b'samim, he held, you put it, soak them all, the roots all soaked into the shemen. That's how you got the shemen amishcha. Rabbi Yehud, no. Sholken hoye b'mayim. First thing, you used to take all the roots and cook them up in water. Today that metchila, they should be sapped up from water. Because if you put them right away into the shemen, there wouldn't be enough shemen for all of them. They'll use up so much shemen right away, there won't be anything left. So first he did was cook them up in water. Then after they were soaked up in water, then v'noisein shemen agabeim. Then they put the shemen on top of them. And mishoheir kerlet esareach. As soon as the reach from the psalmim went into the shemen, hoyim aviroi. Right away they would take away the shemen in order to make sure you have as much shemen as possible. Like if you're going to soak it into the shemen first, so a lot of the shemen will be soaked up into the roots of the b'samim, and you won't have so much shemen left over. So therefore, first soak them in water, cook them up there, and then when the smell of the b'samim is coming out, now pour the shemen over it, and as soon as the b'samim, the smell goes into the shemen, right away take it away. Yeah. These gemaras right here. Shapitmin oisin. That's the kederach shapitmin oisin. That's the way they used to make the shemen. That's the way they used to make the shemen hamishka. Yeah. How do the sieve? Here the pasuk says shemen mishchas kodesh. At the end, we're going to dash him why he brings down this pasuk. Pasuk says by shemen hamishka shemen mikdus kodesh. Is Tanya Rabbi Yehuda be Rabbi Eloi shemen hamishka shosu moisha by midbar. The shemen amishcha, the special shemen, this oil that Moshe made in the midbar, that he had all the psalmim soaking in it, is ma'isa nisim nasa boy metchilu b'yatzoyim. From the beginning of making it till the end, to say that there were nisim with the shemen amishcha. Shemetchilu loy hoye boy elishnei mosalug. Like we just said, we started out with just 12 lugim of shemen. Shenema shemen zayis hin. And the hin is 12 lugim. That's all the shemen they had for the shemen amishcha, was only 12 lugim. Now, im losach boy yisikrin. You have to soak the ikrin, just the roots of all the psalmim. Lohoye by sofik, there wouldn't have been enough. But this small amount of shemen wouldn't have been enough for all the ikrin, that you have to soak it, you have to soak it in. Alachas kamavakama for sure, sheor boleya, when you cook it up, the fire dissolves some of the oil. The yoetzim boleyim, and the ikrim now, also a boleya, some of the shemen goes into the ikrim. V'hayyara balat, when you cook it into the pot also saps in some of the shemen, goes into the pot. So how much was left? Less than 12 lugim. When he got finished making it, there was less than 12 lugim left over. Now 12 lugim, what do you have to do with this? Omimeno nimshecho ha-mishkon. They were moshech, they poured the shemen over the whole mishkon. V'chol kelev, and all the kelev of the mishkon. Ha-shulchan v'chol kelev. Ha-menoira v'chol keleho. The menoira and the shulchan, all the kelev of it. Omimeno nimshecho Aaron kohen gadol, ubonov. Kol shiva shemayam luim. All 7 days of the meluim, they put the shemen on Aaron the bonov. Omimeno nimshecho kahanim gedolim. She said that whenever there was a new kohen gadol, he had to have meshicha from the shemen amishcha. Omalachim, and the malachim also had to have from the shemen amishcha. Now melech betchila toy meshicha. The first time you point the king, he has to have a shemen amishcha. You have to put the shemen on top of the king. Melech ben melech, let's say this, when a king is mace, his son takes over. When the son of a king takes over, then ain't toin meshicha. His son does not have to have meshicha. It was enough that they made meshicha on the father. My timer, where's the right, where's the pasuk for this? It says in Shmuel, ku mishochehu, Kizehu. It says what? That he went to be Moshech Dovid HaMelech. It says Moshechehu Kizehu. This is the king. He's the one worthy to be the king. Zeh toin Meshicham, v'yein b'nai toin Meshicham. That's the deal. Only Dovid, the father, needed Meshicham. Mashenk, when they made Shlomo HaMelech king, he did not have to have Meshicham. Ein b'nai toin Meshicham. Yeah. Avo koyin godol, ben koyin godol, afilo ad asara doyres toyin Meshicha. Mashenkin, the koyin godol, when he first becomes a koyin godol, he also needs a shem and a mishcha. So even though the son takes over from the father, still a koyin godol always needs a shem and a mishcha. Afilo the ben of a koyin godol, when he takes over, afilo ad asara doyres is toyin Meshicha. So all these people use the shem and a mishcha. V'kula koyin losed lovay, and there'll still even be some left over losed lovay. Hahud the Tema, this is what the Pasuk says. Shem and Mishchas Kurdish Yiyaz Deli Lodarasechim. That from this Shem and Mishcha, the B, Lodarasechim, for the Duras Lossa Lovay. So the kids said, there's plenty of Maisa Nisa from beginning till the end, that there should be so much Shemin to be left over and to use it so much. And even though we start out with only Yud Beis Lugim of Shemin, it's a tremendous net. That actually they used it and used it and didn't get used up. Now we just learned what? Ein Moishkin Hamalochim. When you make a new king, you're supposed to be put the Shem and Amishka on him, as they did by David HaMelech, and it was only done Agabi Mayim, supposed to be near a well. Shinem of the Pasuk says, V'rikafti meshloima b'ni ala pirdo asheli. David HaMelech said, take my son Shloima HaMelech, v'radatim oisoya gichon, bring him down to gichon, u'moshech oisoshom, and make him a shichir over there. We'll soon see, even though we learned before that a melech, ben melech, does need Meshicha, and here it says that by Shlomo HaMelech they made a Meshicha, so we'll soon see why. Even though Shlomo was David HaMelech's son, we'll soon see why Shlomo also needed Meshicha. But Akopon said, they were Moshechim where? El Gichon, O Moshech Oish Hashem, O Moshech Oish Hashem, Tzodr Kakoin, V'nosna Novi L'melech HaYisrael. So you see what they did by the Gichon, by the Mayin, and it says the reason is, so it's a simin shetim shaykh machusoy, the simna milsi. It's a simin, just like a well, to say, that gives out water. Who what then? Your kingdom should be Moshe, should go on and on and on. That's why we're first Moshe Chamelech by your mayin. As Gichon the Kovnet has said, mayin kotin, somach Yushalayim. Veloizel Gichon agodol yetzim igan Eden. Now, before we had a Moshe Melech ben Melech. Normal, a king, when he dies, his son takes over, the son does not have to have Meshicha. If the father had Meshicha, the son does need it. Ela mifnei ha-machlekis. But in the case where there's a machlekis, whether the son should take over or not, there are other people that want to take over, then we say even the son needs a Meshicha also. That was by Shlomo HaMelech, that's why Shlomo also needed a Meshicha. How come by Shlomo they had to make a new Meshicha, i.e. his father David already had Meshicha? Because there was a Machlokes there, the Neyo wanted to take over the kingdom, he thought he was going to be the king, so even though they gave it to Shlomo, but whenever there's a Machlokes, then he needs this Meshicha. He said, "V'nei machlokes shel adin yohu teichsev leman yarech yomim bekerav Yisrael bezman sheshalom biYisrael hamalchus Yerusha." When there's shalom, there's no fighting. Then, when the son takes over, it's like Yerusha. For leiboy meshicha, he doesn't have to have a meshicha. Avol yikam machlokes lab Yerusha yiboy meshicha betchila. But when there's a machlokes, a fight, who should take over the kingdom, and then they decide to give it to one, he needs a meshicha. That's not considered like Yerusha. He has to have a meshicha. Yoyish, how come by the Melech Yoyish he also had a Meshicha? Mifnei Asliyo. Because there was a Machlokes over there, but Asliyo wanted it. So they appointed Yoyish, he had to have Meshicha. Yoyochis, how come he had to have a Meshicha? Mifnei Yoyokim Ochiv. Shergodim Imenu Beishonim. Because Yoyokim was 2 years older, and he wanted the Melucha, and they gave it to Yoyochis. That's why they had to make a Meshicha by Yoyochis. Yehu, why did Yehu have to have Meshicha? Mifnei Yoyim. Because the Machlokes between Yoyim, he wanted the Melucha, so they gave it over to Yehu, he had to have a Meshicha. For the Gemara, like King Siv, the post is not like that. That what? The Korbanet learns the Kasher is, V'yein Malcha Yisrael Tunya Meshicha V'yorim Melech Yisraelu. We don't have to have a reason. Because he was a Melech Yisrael, and the Klal is that Melech Yisrael never has Meshicha. It's only by Malchus Beis Yehuda that is Meshicha, not by Malcha Yisrael. So anyway, he didn't have to have a Mashiach here. His like King Sir, doesn't the pasuk say, "Kum Mashchayo Kizehu Zeh Toyin Mashiach"? Only he needs Mashiach by David HaMelech. V'yein Malcha Yisrael Tuna Mashiach. So Malcha Yisrael does not need Mashiach. So Ella, don't be garis Yehu Mufnei Yorim. Ella Yoyochis Mufnei Yoyokim. Ochiv. Shai Godim Emenu Shtei Shonim. That's what I mean to say. That Yoyochis, he had to have Mashiach because it was older brother Yoyokim, who's the Machlikis. Who should take over the Malchus? So whenever we have a Machlikis, then we have to have a Mashiach. Yeah. Like he says, Eli Yoyochis means Kleimer. Sami Mikan Yeyo. Take out Yoyim of Neyorim, V'toni Yoyochis of Neyoyokim. Like we learned before. Fred the Gemara, V'lo Yashiyo Gonzo. How could you say what his son? They made a Mashiach, Yashiyo made a Gneza ready. Like the Kashi of the Paruch, V'lo Yashiyo Gonzo. L'shem, we learned before that Yishayo HaMelech, he hid the Shem and HaMishcha, could it mean Liyel? V'yoyochis v'yokim b'nei Yishayo hoya. Now Yoyochis and Yoyokim, those were the two sons of Yishayo. V'yech karmat Yoyochis nimshach Hashem and HaMishcha. How could you say his son, when he became the Melech? They used the Shem and HaMishcha on him. I, his father, Yishayo, hid the Shem and HaMishcha ready. So it wasn't around Mashas his son. So how could they make the Mashiach? And the Gemara, Hod, or Omra, from here we see, we can say, V'yafar simin nimshach. Slav Davka, they used the Shem and HaMishcha to say them. There came a time after Yishayo HaMelech hid the Shem and HaMishcha, then they used to use a nice smelling, something that smelled very nicely. They could use that also. Afasu means something that smells a nice smelling oil. They could use that also. Yizai Samerish, Yoyochis, B'Shem and Afasu min Nimshach. V'lei B'Shem and HaMishcha. They didn't use the Shem and HaMishcha. They used any good spice, any good smelling oil, you could also use to be Mashiach HaMelech. When you moishchach a king, it's supposed to be done from a keren, from a horn. You're supposed to pour the shemen on top of him. Shol v'yehu nimshchu min apach. By shol and yer, they didn't use a keren; they only use a pach, a regular jar. His hoist the malchusa and malchus severus. The malchus didn't stay too long. Any time it was pushed, when they went, it was pushed somebody else to go over. Ma'ashen kein dovid u'shloimoi is nimshchu min akeren. When they became a melech, it was from a keren. His hoist the malchusa and malchus kiyemis. Their malchus stood. So the Ikka Malchus is supposed to be done with a Keren. Ein Moishchen Kahanim Melochim. First, you're not supposed to make a Kohen for a Melech. Ein Moishchen Kahanim Melochim. Kahanim can't become Melochim. Yeah. Omer Rebbe Yudah, the name of a place, that's his name. Al Shem, what's the Raya? The Pasuk says, Lo Yosu Shevet Mi Yudah. They don't take away Malchus from Yehuda. And Kahanim came from Shevet Levi, so Shevet Levi doesn't belong to be Malachim. Malachim has to only be from Shevet Yehuda. Om Rebbe Chiyah Barabba, Pasuk says, Leman Yaruch Yomim Amamlachtoi, Hu Ubonav, Bekerev Yisrael, Mike Sibasa, what does the Pasuk say right after this? Lo Yiyo Kahanim Malavim. Talking about something else, Lo Yiyo Kahanim Malachelet Yimohim. But Kobaram Pasuk says, right after Malachim, Lo Yiyo Kahanim Malavim. Hey, so Kohen and Levi, they should not be Malachim. They can't be kings. That's this Roshim. That you don't make a melech to be, kohen to be a king. Like he said, the Korban Eidah. Ein Moishchen Kahanim Malachim, V'yafal Pi Shein Ezar Reitzel Shem and HaMishcha, even though they had already the Shem and HaMishcha, to Aksiv, the Kfar Nimshach, Kishinasa Kohen Godel, when a Kohen becomes a Kohen Godel, they put on him the Shem and HaMishcha, Havviluach Yein Moishchen Noisel Amlucha, Kemalcha Yisrael, the Moishchen Mela Malchim is David. Still, there's no Mashiach on him. I know some himmets mash for Korban Eidah just means you don't use the Shem and HaMishcha. Could make him for a king. It's just mashkim. When you want to make a king or kain into a king, you don't use Mashiach. That's all. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Ein moishkin kahanim melochim. When you make a kain for a melech, you don't use Mashiach. That's all it means to say. Because he's learning, they could become melochim. Just that you don't use the Mashiach for them. Right. Weiter. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Hu Yochanan, hu Yoyochis. It was the same person. Yochanan, Yoyochos was the same person. So Korban Eidah says, this goes on, B'divri Hayom Ksiv, B'nei Yishayo HaBachor Yochanan. Yishayo's oldest son was Yochanan. Hasheni Yoyokim, the second was Yoyokim, Hashlishi Tikiyo, Harvi Sholem. Yeah. So now the Gemara is saying, V'yoychin hu Yoyochis. Yoychin on the same person as Yoyochis.
Tiyayakim Tzidkiyo Matzino Shemochol Achi Yoyachis. Shaminu the Yoyachis Hu Yoychinen. Yoyachis and Yoychinen are the same person. Hey, Hu Yoychinen Hu Yoyachis. For I will see, but Pasuk says Ha Bechor Yoychinen. It says he was the Bechor. And before it says that Uliel Arminu Shem Yoyakim Godu Miyoyachis. Before it says Yoyakim was older than Yoyachis, because she was 2 years older. So you're telling me now that Yoychinen is Yoyachis. So how does the Pasuk say he's the Bechor? He had an older brother. Yoyakim was the older brother. Now the Gemara, Bechor l'malchus, enoch nami, doesn't mean he was the Bechor, the first one born. It just means he was the first one to be the Melech. As Yoychinen, Yoyachus, he was the king before his older brother Yoyakim was the king. Amar Rabbi Yoychinen, who Shalom, who Tzidkiyo? Shalom and Tzidkiyo were the same person. I walk here, the Pasuk says, Hagimu Tzidkiyo for Revi Shalom. Mashma, two different people. The third son was Tzidkiyo, the fourth son was Shalom. And the Gemara, Gimul Atoidus, he was the third one born, of Adalad Lamalchus. He was the fourth one to be a king, though. Benacham is the same person, though. Shalom and Tzidkiyo is both the same person. Like it says, Revi Lamalchus, Shemolach Yoyochis, Vyachriv Yoyokim, Vyachriv Yechanyo, Benoi, Vyachriv Tzidkiyo. Tzidkiyo was the fourth one to be the king. That's why it's called him fourth. But really, Tzidkiyo and Shalom were the same person. The Mara Tzidkiyo, why was it called Tzidkiyo? She Tzidik all of Midas Adin. Because he was mekabel upon himself the din. Like it says, what? The Nebuchadnezzar, es adin v'yom aloi, yatzik olav es adin. And Nebuchadnezzar told him, be careful. If you're going to go kineged me, you're going to get a big oinish. You're going to get a big punishment. So he was mekabel upon himself the punishment. He was tzidik olav, midas adin. That's why it's called tzidkiyo. Shalom, why is he called Shalom? She b'yom av shalom o malchus beis David. At his times, it ended the Malchus Beis David. Shalom or Malchus Beis David. That was the end of Malchus Beis David. That's why it's called Shalom. Resh Lakish Shama Loi Shalom Hu Shemai. His name wasn't Shalom. Loi Tzidkiyo Hevi Shemai. His name wasn't Tzidkiyo either. Ela Misanyohu. His name was Misanyo. What? Mitanyo. Hodhu Dixir. The Pasuk says Vayomes Melech Bovel Es Mitanyo Doidoi Tachto Vayisev Eshmoi Tzidkiyo. So his name was Mitanyo. That was his name. The Ostam, they called him Tzidkiyo and Shalom because of these things. Because he was Tzidik all of us Adin, and Shalom Malchus Beis David. But his real name was Mitanyo. That was his name. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. The Amo Shel Shisha Tfochim Hoyu Oren Osi. When they made the Oren for the Mishkan, for the Beis Hamikdash, the Oren was made out of six Tfochim. The Amo of the Oren was six Tfochim long. Mantan, who learns like this, that the Yama Shashisha Tzvachim, Rabbi Meir goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita, because it's a machlekes. The Tanan we learned, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Kol Amos Hoya Bebeninus. All the Amos in the Mishkan, whether for building the Mishkan, the Binyan itself, or for making the Kalim, they're all Beninus, which means six Tzvachim. Each Amma had six Tzvachim to it. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Amos HaBinyan Shisha. The amos that they used for building the actual building of the Beis Hamikdash or the Mishkan was made from six tefachim in amma. Shokalim, when they went to make the kalim, the oren or the shulchan, chamisha. It was only an amma was made from five tefachim. That's all. Rosh says now, date to the Ramea, according to Ramea, that he learns the amos of the oren was made from six tefachim. Do Omar, like he would say, the amma shol tefav tefachim hoy oren osi. The oren was made; each amma was six tefachim. Now, Orkoy Shal Aron, how long was the Aron? Tesvav Tvachim, 15 Tvachim. Dirsid, because the Pasuk says, Amosayim Vechetzi Orkoy. 2.5 Amis was the length of the Aron. Amto Ashisha, 1 Am is 6 Tvachim. Viyamto Ashisha, the second Am is also 6 Tvachim. Opalgus Amto Telosa. And half of an Am is 3. So 4, 4, 6, 6, and 3 is 15. Now, the arba luchos hoyu boy. They had 4 luchos they put inside the urn. Shnayim shleimim, 2 were whole, the second 2 luchos, or shnayim shivurim. The first luchos that were broken were also put into the urn. The pasuk says, asher shibarto v'samtam b'urn. We dashin asher shibarto, that you what you're supposed to put into the urn. The asher shibarto miyusir, lalamdecho, shaf hashvuris yosim b'urn. V'choluach rochav shloisha. And each ruach was through 3 tefachim wide. So it says what? Both luchos were put into the urn. The second luchos and the first luchos. The broken ones were also put in there. Now, how luchos, what were the dimensions? How big were the luchos? It was 6 tvachim long. Rochboy, so our gears we have is shisha. All the mafarshim learned shloisha. The karmneid learned you should be gorish shloisha. Each one was only 3 tvachim wide.
Real, the Tosis in Malachis also learns like that, that it was 3 tvachim wide.
Now, betain orko shel luchos, li orko shel oren. Put the length of the luchos, the length of the oren, is nishtai risham shloisha tvachim. You have a Well, it depends how you girth it. Really, it should be some learn orkon shaluchois l'rochpon shaloron. It should be, or some say, okay, you take the rochpon of the luchois. Really, some girth you take the rochpon of the luchois connected the earth. Now, the rochpon was saying, now let's be girth 3. So 3 tefachim, the luchois were each one was 6 tefachim long and 3 tefachim wide. Now put the width along the length of the urn. So you have 4 of them. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 times 3 is 12. So it's 12 tvachim long, and you're left over yet with what? With 3 tvachim left over. Because we said the Orem was 15 tvachim long. So the length of the luchos, 4 times 3 is 12. So nishtai risham shloisha tvachim. You have 3 tvachim left over. What do we do with the leftover 3 tvachim? This is according to Rabbi Yochanan and Shita, according to Rameya. Tein mehem chatzi tevach lechol kaitel. Because not that we measured the Orin